Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Action Park Media.
Hi, I'm Ethan Suplee. Welcome to American Glutton. Outside of acting, my two favorite things to do are diet and eat. I have a very complicated relationship with food, and on this podcast, we're going to talk about all of it. Food as entertainment, food as sport, food as fuel. I'll talk to experts and the average person, just like you and me.
I hate to ask you to do anything, but if you're enjoying the show, please take a moment to like, subscribe, rate, review, all of the above on whatever app you're getting it from. And now for the question and answer episode. Paige, who do we have today?
Today, we have a question from Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer says, hi, Ethan. I hear you often say on your podcast that losing weight is easy. It's keeping it off that's hard. I have trouble with the losing weight part and find that extremely difficult unless I'm using some gimmick where I go to extremes, like a liquid diet or a similar plan. And of course, when I lose, I can't keep it off. I want to lose about 20 pounds. I'm an older woman and I can't seem to find the right plan that I can stick with that will give me results. As a person that has struggled with weight, what was the plan that you used that finally got you the results that you achieved? Any suggestions you can share on the podcast? Thank you.
Yes, this is what a wonderful question. Thank you. And I want to say, when I talk about losing weight being easy, I am referencing all of the stuff that she's talking about. I've done every version of fad ridiculousness to get weight off quick. There's an HCG one where they say, like, we're giving you some hormone and like you can take it in injections or take little drops under your tongue. And then you just eat 500 calories a day and you lose a pound a day. And I've done that three times and lost a bunch of weight and then gained it all back. And I've done liquid diets. So when I say like losing weight is easy, yeah, all of that is, you know, it sucks when you're doing it, but the weight flies off. My point is never like just do that and then work really hard to keep it off, because I think that losing weight in that fashion is not smart, because it has led to for me failures every time. And so my long-term strategy is to live my life in a way where losing weight isn't a huge change. So I literally, when I want to lose weight, I just take what I'm eating and take 20% off the top. And then I lose my weight over a period of time. And then I stop doing that. That's like nothing drastically changes. I'm not like, I'm going to stop eating sugar, or I'm going to stop eating dairy, or I'm going to stop this, or I'm going to stop that. No, because that to me is a short-term thing that is not sustainable. So my long-term goal for weight loss is utterly changing my life around, utterly changing my behavior with food and my bad habits, and basically making what my intake when I'm dieting looks very, very similar to what my intake when I'm not dieting looks like. So when I go out to a restaurant now, I tend to order some, you know, steamed fish or a chicken breast or something like that. I ask for no butter on my vegetables. You know, if I get a baked potato, I'm not getting a loaded baked potato. And I've had to argue with people who are like, no, no, we always put something in it. You know, restaurants want the food to taste delicious. They don't want you to eat a leathery baked potato with nothing on it because it's not that much fun. And so I'm not trying to always look for pleasure in food. Occasionally I can glean some pleasure out of food, but the whole picture of my life is different. And that is more difficult than, you know, eating 500 calories a day for 30 days and losing X amount of pounds. That to me is easy. It's a rough 30 days, but you know, the weight flies off and every day I'm getting this reward of seeing my weight go down on the scale. And so that becomes super motivating. And I think for long term, I've had to really change the way I motivate myself.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you this, because I'm taking on her point of view here, because you're saying, okay, you've done the ones where it's 500 calories a day and you lose it in a thing or whatever. But she's saying she's having trouble. You know, she says, I want to lose 20 pounds. And what was the plan you used? She says, I can't seem to find the right plan I can stick with that'll give me results. Right.
So, well, but I think a lot of that is that she's done these things where it comes off very quickly. This is what I'm getting from what she said.
Sure.
She's employed these strategies in the past where she uses one of these gimmicks, the weight flies off and then it comes right back. Mm. And so nothing is going to make you lose weight as fast as one of those things. So my point is slow it way, way down. You know, with those plans, you're looking at the scale every day and every day you're getting a reward of weight loss. Take your reward on two week intervals. Can you do that? Like that's 14 times longer than those one time. So my whole point is slow it way down and mm-hmm. think about what it's going to really take to change your life so that, and by the way, I want to like give her a pat on the back and say like, I bet you look great. And 20 pounds is like, I don't think it's all that much. And like, you can also be happy like where you are, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody needs to be killing themselves to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah,
but it sounds as though it's something she wants to do.
Sure. And so if you want to do it and then you want to also like maintain it for a long period of time, that to me is when you're saying you're having trouble losing weight, it might just be that you're accustomed to seeing weight come off very quickly and that doing these more scientifically based diets where it's like a slight caloric deficit over a long period of time might be harder simply because you're not getting that reward every day on the scale or every other day or whatever it is. It might take a week to lose a pound. That's as much as I would lose today. Like in my life today, I'm not losing weight. If I'm dieting and trying to get like super shredded or something like that, it's a pound a week. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah. Isn't that such a, we're all so, our whole society is instant gratification. And all these diets, especially now early in the year, right? You're just inundated, whether it's on social media or TV commercials or whatever, but it's all like lose weight fast. And there is something, I think from having been a dieter over my life too, of speaking from personal experience, but it's like, there is something that people don't always sell you a diet based on lose weight slowly and keep it off and change your habits and so on and so forth. It's like, lose the weight, do it now, blah, blah, blah. You know, like that is something I think that is mentally shoved at us all the time, subliminally, overtly, you know?
Yeah. And so when I'm talking about losing weight being easy, I'm talking about that. If you just don't eat for a day, you're probably going to see a difference on the scale. And that's not that hard, right? And then you've lost weight. But what does that mean? You can't do that forever, right? It doesn't, mm-hmm. like for me, having done all those things where it's like I lost 80 pounds in 2 months once. Okay, I couldn't do that now. Mm-hmm. And if I did, I know for sure I would gain it right back. But if I wanted to lose 80 pounds in the next year, I could try to figure out a strategy to do that and do it really slow. Like, what if she took 6 months to lose that 20 pounds and in there took some breaks and practiced maintenance and like what it takes to not gain weight back and or even did that twice in the midst of this weight loss. And then, you know, like, I just think that's a better strategy. And yeah. it's harder in my opinion.
And do you have any opinion on whether or not like someone in her position who's going to take that, let's just say she's going to do that and change her viewpoint on that and go, okay, great, I'm going to slow this down. And what it, she didn't mention anything about exercise, right? But like, I don't know, like, is there something to that of adding that in or also slowly doing that? Or what do you think about that?
It's a great strategy to increase whatever deficit you're putting yourself into. Mm. It's a great strategy. There's other really wonderful benefits to exercise that are beyond weight loss. And I personally haven't even thought about exercise in terms of weight loss in years, simply because I just feel so much better when I exercise. That's why I do it. I go to the gym, and when I come out of the gym, it's like physically the best part of my day by leaps and bounds. And mm-hmm. I sometimes have a conversation with my wife and she's like, I'll talk to you after the gym, you know, because she knows she's going to get a better result communicating with me after the gym. I'm just a nicer, funner person who feels like I could kick the entire world's ass and like do anything and pigs are flying and like the world is this magical place after I get out of the gym. And then the rest of life imposes itself on my will through the course of the day and I have to start over and then I get it back every day. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a strategy for weight loss for me at all anymore. It was at one point, but if you're dieting, I would say it's a portion of just increasing the deficit that you're in. But it shouldn't be the totality of the deficit that you're in.
Right. Awesome. I think that's super helpful, what you said for her. For
Jenny. I do too. I think everybody could, not everybody, you know, I think many people could benefit from slowing it way, way, way down and taking their time and not needing it to happen right away.
Yeah.
And I say that simply because I had so many failures with going quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, maybe Jenny can let us know if she does that or how that works out.
Yeah, please do. Or please tell me to go fuck myself because I didn't suggest she do the Beverly Hills diet and that was the answer.
Right. Either way, let us know. Yeah. Awesome. If you have a question that you would like Ethan to answer on this podcast, please email it to us at AmericanGlutton.net.
Thanks for listening to this episode of American Glutton. I'm Ethan Suplee, and as always, joined by my chaperone, Paige Dorian. Follow us on Instagram at American Glutton Podcast. Sincerely.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.